When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Sam. And I do want to remind everyone in the beginning of the episode to please subscribe to us on YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcast. We're on Apple Music. We're Apple Podcast.
Yeah, Apple Podcast, and then YouPorn. No, just kidding.
OnlyFans. We're on chatterbait.com.
Chatterbait.com.
So don't forget, everyone, we are officially sponsored by Dubby. They are an energy drink, but also do hydration drinks, which I like because I do like to drink and wake up in the morning. Get yourself one of those Dubbies. You can go to Dubby.gg and use the promo code The Loud Spot for 10% off. And they taste really good.
Yes,
I like
it. I'm waiting for my caffeine. So
staying on the topic of food and drinks, Chicago. Apparently, Chicago does not like ketchup. I think they're big on their hot dogs. And Sam, is this something
they like mustard? They like mustard and their sauerkraut.
Well, I guess Heinz in 2017 came out with a hot dog sauce that wanted just being ketchup. It was a way to dupe everyone into thinking that it wasn't ketchup, but it was ketchup. And so, what they're doing, because Chicago is so against ketchup, is they're putting these little billboards. I guess they're like ketchup dispensing billboards.
Right.
And they're putting it in front of restaurants that don't use ketchup or don't serve ketchup.
So my only question is like, what happens if it like gets record heat? And we all know ketchup is just basically tomato and tons of salt in it, right?
Yep.
It's just tomato paste and tons of salt. So could it really go bad? Absolutely not. But I just can't think of the warmest ketchup. And Chicago's getting some good humidity during the summertime. So could you imagine putting a hot condiment on your hot dog or bratwurst?
No, that's not even that. Okay, I don't think it'd be that bad.
It's no worse
than putting the stupid hot guacamole on your breakfast burrito from Brahms.
Yes.
That
was disgusting. Yes, thanks, Brahms, because I try to, you know, eat healthy and then order something for Sebastian and you guys mess it up with hot guacamole.
Every time Sam orders something for me,
every single time,
I'm like, why? I'm not going to eat that. He's like, he ordered some weird burger with pineapple on it.
Yeah, a teriyaki Hawaiian burger or something like that.
Gross, dude.
Gross. It was nasty.
But when you ever go to Brahms, just get the normal things. Like, just get like a regular cheeseburger.
I try, but I'm also one of the ones that I like to try new things. So, you know, just because I live in various places and when I was truck driving, I'm in various places. I never know what I might like if I don't try it. So, but yes, I admit hot guacamole, hot avocado in general, not a fan, and neither is Sebastian. Sebastian's already a bitch when it comes to a lot of things, so we have to watch out for him. He'd be like, "You put ice in my water? What's wrong with you?" You know. So
dude, for not being a picky eater, I'm a prima donna when it comes to food.
I'm telling you, you are. I'm amazed that you even eat anything outside of French fries and ketchup.
My friend made eggs the other day, and I was like, "You want some?" I said, "You mean those eggs that expired a month ago?" No, thank you. I don't want to eat. It smelled fine, but I'm not going to eat it. But going back to ketchup, the worst thing I could think of is littering the streets with ketchup packets and squirting them on the floor. Like people stepping on them and ketchup getting all over the concrete.
Right. Right. So are you saying it's better that they're doing some kind of dispensing unit versus a whole bunch of individual packets in Chicago?
I think the whole thing's a horrible idea.
I think so too.
I think it's a clever idea. I think in theory, it sounds fun. It's like a gimmick, right? It's a gimmick that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, dude, all it is going to do is people are going to litter ketchup packets all over Chicago. No one's going to eat them because they've been stepped on. I mean, some people might use them.
I could tell you that I probably would. First of all, I'm not a big ketchup eater. Like, there's only certain things I like ketchup on, and it's a weird thing. Same thing with mustard.
Why do you say ketchup weird?
Ketchup?
You say ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
There you go.
Ketchup. There you go. Ketchup. There's a CH in it, sir. So well,
not always. Some of it's spelled cat soap.
Well, I think, but that's English for you. That's American English on top of that. So back to the red stuff that comes in tomato paste with a lot of salt in it, because apparently I can't say ketchup right. I don't know if I would want a billboard sign that's right next to the place to have ketchup for me to dispense on whatever condiment I was or whatever food choice I was eating. I could see it maybe being at Wrigley Field. That would be cool, right?
That's a good idea.
And then what if you're a business? It's like, hey, we don't need ketchup anymore. Heinz is a dumbass, and they're going to put ketchup over there. We just got to send them outside to the left
Now you don't even got to buy the ketchup from your distribution company, wherever you buy your food from.
That's right. And that probably saved them thousands of dollars. So Heinz, it might be a good idea to rethink this, because you're going to spend a lot of money, and then restaurants are going to benefit from it 100%. But maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. They want them to use ketchup. Like, I knew a place, if you put ketchup on your hot dog, they would charge you double. So maybe that's one of those things.
Why are they so against ketchup on hot dogs?
I don't know. Because I like ketchup and mustard on corn dogs. That's my biggest thing. Like, I like those
mustard. I like mustard by itself on corn dogs. But if someone serves it with ketchup, I'll gladly dip it in the ketchup.
Right. Right.
I'm not going to be rude and not eat it. That's fine. I'll eat it.
I like ketchup and mayonnaise mixed together with French fries.
If you get ketchup, mayonnaise, and mustard with a little bit of relish, that's Thousand Island dressing.
That's right. So, you know that? I don't know why people are getting all crazy over it. But, you know, Chicago, good luck to you. We'll see how that is. And Heinz 57, good luck to you. And we'll see how much you spend. So,
and last thing on the subject, if you go to smackforheinz.com, it actually just takes to a Heinz regular website. But what I've read was eventually it's going to go to a website where you can actually you can nominate restaurants that don't have ketchup in their establishment for a Heinz billboard to be there. So I really think it's going to be a small, short gimmick they're doing. It's great advertising. As you would always say, send it to PR.
Yep. PR, baby. 100%. PR. Heinz is going to spend a little bit in product, and then the companies are going to spend a little bit in advertising, as far as like, hey, go next, you know, go outside to the left to the billboard sign and squirt yourself some ketchup if you want it. So, I mean, win-win.
Let's go to our first song, since we are a music podcast, but we do like to talk about food also. We like to talk about everything. Before we do that, I do want to remind everyone that later on this episode, we should have Drowning Pool joining us, which would be an awesome interview. So hopefully stick around, watch them. And here, what's the first song? It is Kingdom Collapse, and the song is called Half Alive.
That's right. Right here on the Loud Spot.
Heart slow beating, shallow breathing, I'm hanging on for you to forget. Vision fading, with angels waiting, the clarity is all I have left. When I let you in, you got underneath my skin. Was it all pretend? The beginning of the end. kisses. I'm out of reasons to recreate the man that I was. A praying mantis, you feed on madness. I'm paralyzed inside of your claws. When I let you in, you got underneath my skin. Was it all? Shallow breathing.
We need to get Kingdom Collapse back on the podcast. Well, I can't hear you because you're muted.
God damn it. Dude, you got to stop that. Like, well, 3 years and running. 3 years and running. That's all he does, folks. Like, we don't even need to say anything. Just give me one fucking second to click the goddamn button, and I will happily come off of there. That's why I was like, okay, shit. Hold on. Click, click, click.
We're going to change the name of the podcast to Unmute. Unmute Sam.
Unmute Sam.
Unmute Sam's mic.
Sam the muted or something like that.
You do a whole podcast and you just can't hear anything because you're just muted the whole time.
That's right. That's right. Hey, so I saw the little TikTok that you sent me. I think you should really tell me about this little TikTok. He's sending folks. Sebastian will gladly send you stuff, whether you like it or not. Some of it inappropriate. And this was one of those ones where I was 50-50 on there. And I didn't
we're gonna go over this before we go over Rammstein.
Yeah, I have to watch this one first because so I was able to take a look at it. At first, I was sad, I was embarrassed. I was like, Sebastian, we just can't on top of that. But then I was like, you know what? It's actually pretty funny. So we're gonna let you guys decide.
Let's let people know what it is first. There's an old probably senile guy in a nursing home. Okay. Obviously not all there. So in a sense, it's not really disgusting because he's just kind of like, he's probably out of it on some meds. I think the lady's going to change his clothes and his diaper or something like that.
Yeah.
And instead of changing his, she goes up to talk to him. And here's what you, this is about a 1 minute clip here. And it's hilarious.
All right. Stick with us on this one. You're going to like it.
Let's go.
My dick.
Do what?
Suck my dick.
I can't.
Watch your mouth.
I can't do that. I can change you.
No, you ain't gonna change me. I like
you. Don't want to be changed?
No, but I want to be.
You know, I think everyone's had that face every once in a while when we've asked our significant other to perform fellatio on us, and they said no. We've all had that look.
Oh, my dick would be sucked.
You want to take your medicine?
Huh?
Your medicine?
Medicine? No. You don't want to suck my dick.
I have to change you.
You don't want to suck my dick. Get out of here.
Do you want coffee?
No. Well, my dick sucks.
I can't do that.
I mean, think about it. Coffee or perform fellatio.
Okay,
I mean,
fellatio. I'm with that guy.
Yeah, I'm with that guy.
No.
You know it's inappropriate?
Yeah.
So why are you saying it?
I just wondered if you wanted to do it.
I mean, he can't knock him for trying.
I'm just wondering if you wanted to do it.
Just wanted to do it.
I want to do it to you. I want to help you. That's what I'm here for.
No, that would be a help.
What?
100%. 100%. Any man at any age, doesn't matter.
Dude, this guy has to be like, what? I don't know. He might be in his 70s.
I want to say in the 80s, but we don't know. He could be 100. We don't.
Yeah, you think he? You think he? Go ahead. Play the rest of it here. Dick.
No. Yeah, it would be.
It's nasty.
No, it's not nasty. You know better than that.
All right, folks. Now this is when it gets cute. This is when you see the player come out in this guy. This is when you understand everything that every man in America probably has done or probably has tried to pull over on every significant other in this world. So here we go.
Don't you?
What did he say?
He said, okay, so he's like, suck my dick. And she goes, that's nasty. He goes, is it?
No, he goes, no, it's not. You know better than that.
You know better than that. That's right. Which is, I mean, women are doing it for free. He's just saying.
Do you think that he's always been like this? Like, even before
yeah.
Like, his younger self just came out and his older self, and he's probably always been like that?
Exactly. And then you start to look at his eyes, and you see that he knows what he's doing.
He's like, yeah, I'm not taking my medicine today. I'm going to try to get my dick sucked.
Yep, that's it. Here we go.
Suck my dick.
Suck
my dick.
Was that it?
I think that was it, yeah.
It's nasty.
No, it's not nasty. You know better than that.
Nasty.
Don't you?
So that's it. I guess that is it. Yeah. But the thing is, so when Sebastian said this to me, I'm like, oh. This is so inappropriate for the podcast.
This is the last spot, bro. We got to go back to our roots.
What penis jokes again? Is that what it is?
Jokes all over again. That's what we're doing. We're going back.
But at the end of it, I was like, oh shit. I could see the cuteness in this guy. And if you ever been in nursing homes, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. But this felt like you saw him reconnect with who he is.
You saw his soul.
He
was dead serious about. He's like, I'm gonna play it off like I'm still senile, but I'm with it today. Let me see my head lucky.
That's it.
I can't even get it hard anymore.
That's right. And I want to say it's all about the game is all about the numbers, right? If he says 100 times to nurses, eventually one of them gonna say yes.
Who's to say a different nurse hasn't done it? You know,
who's to say that that's right? We don't know. And to nurses out there, thank you. Suck his dick.
Okay. All right. Now, wrong sign. Dude, I didn't even know. That's one thing I love about this podcast. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. I love when I don't know bands are still doing new music. I got my buddy Mike in town over here. He's sitting over here. And we were sitting there talking about different bands. He's like, oh, damn, I didn't even realize that they're still doing music. I'm like, because the radio and there's no MTV anymore. So right. You really got to, we stay in touch with it because that's our job as podcasters.
And I would say half-half, you know what I mean?
Okay. I personally look for stuff to talk about and new music, but also I started listening to new music again when we started the podcast.
Right.
Because I had to. But before that, I was still stuck in like the earlier 2000s. Like Mike was sitting here reminiscing about, you know, the old days. And I'm like, dude, he's never heard of Falling in Reverse. He's never heard of Bad Omens. He loves Bad Omens now. Yeah, because he's out of the music scene. He was a great guitar player and vocalist back in the day. But now he's just like, we all go through that. We grow up. And not everyone follows the new music trends anymore.
Hmm.
But I love that we do. I love it. I'm happy that I'm not stuck in 2005.
Well, you still are stuck in 2005, but you're willing to accept the new music. So
yeah, like, I still love the 2005 music. That's why I grew up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You'll listen to Messed and Rancid and all the your other punk bands, H2O.
Well, I'll also listen to Transient. I'll listen to some Hardy.
Which, by the way, we both have transient hats on today. I have the original black, the one I made for them, the one that they apparently hate now. Black
I
on
had,
black.
I had my dog ate it, so I got a new one.
That's right. That's right. And then Sebastian has the white on black. So shout out to Transient. We're representing you on the podcast, just like you have your Eschen Embers. Did you see Eschen Embers? Like, I love how he represents, or something along those lines, representing or something like that. So, anyway,
I represent.
That's right. He homies. Does. If you want to send him a hat, he will put it on if it's good. He likes it.
Yeah. Yeah. You might get a lot more listeners if you let me wear your hat. I mean,
not really. First of all, don't believe that. Don't believe that statement right there that you'll get more listeners. You'll probably get one. Stacia. She'll probably listen.
maybe. All right. Maybe. But Rammstein is getting sued by a synthwave French duo band called Ninja Cyborg. Here's what's funny about it is, I don't know why I say it's funny. It's not really funny. It's just the way it is, right?
Right.
But when, because Rammstein has 12 million monthly listeners on Spotify. You know how I like my Spotify numbers, right?
Yeah, I know. So really.
Ninja Cyborg has 12,000 listeners only, right? So millions of way more listeners on Rammstein. So Rammstein's also going to get a lot more play. But some people did hear the Ninja Cyborg and were telling them that they plagiarized Rammstein. Now, Ninja Cyborg came out with a song in 2018, and their song's called The Sunny Road. Rammstein came out with Dutchland in 2019, so a year later.
Right.
And everyone's claiming that that Ninja Cyborg plagiarized Rammstein. Is that Rammstein or Rammstein? I don't know. I'm not German.
Rammstein.
The Du hast mich guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, so now I listened to this. Have you had a chance to listen to both the songs?
No, I have not.
Okay, now you can't tell. Now, keep in mind, Ninja, why would Rammstein steal Ninja Cyborg's? I mean, how would they even know who they were? Ninja Cyborg doesn't even like them. They came out in a quote saying they don't like them. Now, play the song, and then there's like a 1 second pause in there, and we'll pause it before the Rammstein song comes out. So here's just a 25 seconds of Ninja Cyborg and their song The Sunny Road. Pause it.
Okay, so now. Okay, which to me sounds like just familiar chords that you're going to hit on a synth or any kind of keyboards.
Now, keep in mind, before we play this next song, this court case got dropped. A judge dropped this case in 2021. They went back and what do you call it? They
appealed.
They didn't appeal, so now it's back in court. Okay, now listen to Ron. Tell me it's okay. Just listen to it. That's it. Tell me that's not the same exact, though. Mine's like Mortal Kombat.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what I was going to say. Now, here's the thing. It's already been established in court that there's already so many chords in music, right? And that all right, we're very, we love patterns in our head. That's what makes a song very popular to us is a familiar pattern. And if it's even more like something to the old school day, that doesn't necessarily make it plagiarism. Now, I would say this to Rammstein. It is very close and similar to what was the band called again?
Ninja Cyborg.
Maybe give them credit, but I don't think it's actually plagiarism.
Okay, so all they want is credit saying that they wrote it first. And I mean, within a 1 year difference, Rammstein's probably thinking, they only got, you know, so many listeners. I'm sure the listenership has gone up since this lawsuit. Okay. But the, I mean, who knows how they, where they heard it from? But I would say that they took it from them, dude.
I would say
they took it. The Rammstein does it better.
Well, Rammstein does it with a guitar versus a keys, but they're both stringed instruments, supposedly, even though there's synth and then there's synth, which is not string, but versus piano, piano string versus guitar. So,
okay, remember when there was a Green Day took Papa Roach to court?
Because, no, I didn't.
Because the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed.
Right.
Well, Last Resort goes.
Yeah, but that's not saying there's chords in between it.
They lost because Pop Roach only does it on, like, I think their bass.
Right.
Or something like that. And then Green Day did it with, like, guitars. There was some sort of difference where I don't think they wind up winning that lawsuit, but that was when Pop Roach first came out. So I wonder, and that's what I heard, and I doubt that's a lie because it does. It's the exact same chords.
And again, folks, reminder, we don't do our research 100%. So if you're getting our news from us,
we don't have to keep on disclaiming because we disclaim at the beginning that says we are idiots.
We're idiots.
And we don't 100%. Know what we're talking about in the words of Snoop Dogg.
But I would say in this situation, yes, they're very similar. They're almost identical.
They're exactly identical.
They're exactly identical, but played by two different instruments. I would, for Rammstein, I would give them credit. It doesn't mean much, by the way.
You don't got to pay them for it, right? You don't got to pay them for it. But if you admit that you stole it, you kind of have to give them some sort of...
Yeah, because you'll have to say that you sampled their song. So, yeah.
No. I think he should. I mean, I think they did sample it. Let people decide. What do you think? Was it stolen from Rammstein, or was it just happened to sound the exact 100%, the exact same?
And if you're watching us on YouTube, comment down below. What do you think? And if you're listening to us to an audio version, come over to our page and say, you know, Rammstein stole that song, or no, it didn't happen. Let us know. We want to know.
Rammstein was like they're kind of small.
That's
suck
right.
My dick. Suck my dick.
Suck my dick. So that's it. Pretty much it. Yep.
All right. What's the next one we have coming up here? Head PE. Is this a new Head PE? Right. Is this a new Head PE song?
So no, it's a new video. Old song.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Yeah. And I don't have my thing keyed up, so I don't remember the name of the song.
Here and Now.
Here and Now. That's right. So it's a new video, guys, but we have Drowning Pool on later on, so we want to make sure that they're with familiar friends. So right here on the last spot, the new video for Here and Now by Head PE.
Right place, and we're not afraid. Now, bye. Yeah.
The Florida Joker is back at it again. First, he was suing the GTA franchise, and now he doesn't care about the GTA franchise. He's on to the movie The Crow and The Crow's franchise. Here's the deal, guys. I literally think it's his stupid fault for getting his face tattooed that way. I mean, people are going to, they may unintentionally use an image that looks similar to you. That doesn't mean that they copied it from you. Everyone knows you're Sue Happy, but they also know you probably doesn't have money for a lawyer. So maybe, at the same time, why are they all ripping off this one guy who's not even that famous? I don't buy it, dude. I don't buy it. Now, there is similarities, but.
All right. We'll let you guys decide. So here's the Florida Joker in his new attempt at suing the Crow, the movie The Crow.
It's your boy, the Florida Joker, GTA 6, GTA. We don't got to talk. Crow, the movie Crow. We got to talk. I'm getting DMs at the DMs talking about.
All right, first of all, you know he's not getting DMs after he's got one DM.
I bet he is getting. No, okay, maybe it was just one DM. You're right. Probably
one DM. One DM.
He tries to make himself sound more popular than he is.
From his ex-girlfriend or something like that.
Right.
His
mom's like, let's go back to court and sue these other people now. It's his mom. Yep. It's not his ex-girlfriend. It's his mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're
right. Y'all stole my likeness for your upcoming movie. I want to be compensated. I'm tired of y'all people taking my likeness for y'all movies and stuff, bro. What's going on here, man? What's going on here? Crow, movie, The Crow. We got to talk. Look at this. You telling me that's not me? You're telling me that's not me? I will wait.
Can you rewind it a little bit? Can you rewind it just a little bit? I can't do it for some reason. I don't see it on my screen here. They're right to where it shows his face.
I know. I'm trying to get it right there. All right. There's his face.
That's his face. There you go. Right there. Okay.
There's that face.
You can kind of see it. All it is is black makeup around the eyes. That's it. What?
That's Sebastian on any Saturday night with his mascara. You know what?
Me and the Florida Joker, we need to talk.
I've been wearing eyeliner
since 2000. And one at least.
Yeah, I was going to say 2001.
So we got to talk, Florida That's Joker. Right. You know what? I'm going to sue him. I'm taking him to court for taking the likeness of me and getting it tattooed on his face.
You're telling me that's not me?
Yes, we're telling you that's not you, Florida Joker. So
I will wait. Crow, the movie, The Crow, the company, The Crow, whoever's making the movie, The fucking Crow. We got to talk. We got to talk. You took my likeness again. Yo. We building a case against the Crow, bro. Crow, we got to talk, Crow.
You think he sits around and looks for people to try to sue?
I think so.
Is that just his gimmick to grow his fan base?
It might be his brand. It might be his gimmick since GTA.
And why does GTA, why does he say, we don't got to talk? Did they already settle on something?
No. Remember, they told him, no, we're not going to court. And it's not going to happen. He's got thrown out of court. And I think actually he might have dropped it because they realized it wasn't going to go anywhere. But look, this guy has tattoos all over his face. This guy has dark under circles of some kind underneath his eyes. So anything that's
on his cheekbones, I think some of that.
So anything remotely close, he's going to try to get someone to bite on that whole thing. But you and I both know it's not him. It's not his likeness. It's just someone tattooed with his face. You could say the same thing in the DC comic universe. From what is that? The Suicide Squad with the guy, the Inferno or something like that, lights up thing. Does that mean they were trying to take his likeness? No, absolutely not. So you weirdo, knock it off and go get a regular damn job.
Can he get a job? Was he going to be a greeter at Walmart? You know what I'm saying? McDonald's will hire him.
Look, and we all know there's a lot of famous people out there like Jelly Roll, all these kind of people's face tattoos, but just just get into music, would you?
You know, I'll tell you what, he's not a bad like speaker. Like he's kind of entertaining to listen to.
Well,
no, he should.
I think he's missing some teeth.
He should get somebody to write jokes for him. Do a comedy tour called the We Need to Talk Tour. And
that's right.
He'll make money. Dude. That's going to go. Hey, if he does that, it's my idea. I said it first.
That's right. We're taking him to court. We need to talk.
I got the money to take him to court, too. No, we need to talk. We need to talk.
No, you don't. You don't spend no money in advertising. Come on now. But we do have billboards out in Las Vegas and in New York. So if you guys see that, make sure you guys take a picture of that for us. We appreciate it. Okay. And then, yeah. And make sure you like.
I don't know what she was talking about. She whispered something to me and then walked away.
Oh, say she did?
Yeah, I don't know what she was talking about. Yeah, I'm still on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still doing the podcast right now.
Yeah.
So, I just will have a sign that says on air.
I actually have one. It's lit it up right now.
You have one?
Yes.
Let me have it.
You can't have that or a microphone stand. What's wrong with you?
I want your microphone stand and I want your on air light.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the next song that break.
Linkin Park. Their new singer leaked. That it might be a female.
And if you guys remember, Mike Shinoda already had a new song with a female person. I don't know if that's her. We don't know who this female is. So
if it even is, we're not sure. There's speculation.
That's right. We don't know.
But if Linkin Park comes back with the female singer with like even a single, you know how big that's going to go in the charts? Like their first song, they're still relevant enough, I think, especially since Chester Bennington is no longer with us. I think that if they come out with a new song, it's going to be it'd be like if Nirvana came back with all the original members besides Kurt Cobain. But still called it Nirvana. But you still have Dave Grohl in it and the other guys.
Right.
I think that would be just as big.
Okay, so my only stipulation to any of it, it's got to be good. I think that's the only reason what would make it good. It's not about what's between the legs. I think it's about how the song is, how it's structured. What? What? Yeah. I mean, it's just that
got a wiener or a vagina.
I don't care if there's a wiener or vagina or there's nothing there. It's just got to be good, because if it sucks, I don't care who sung it. If it sucks and it's a female, they're going to blame it on the female. That's the problem I have.
What's the Kardashian? What's the Bruce Jenner's Caitlyn Jenner? Caitlyn Jenner was like the new singer of Linkin Park. Or like Nirvana comes back with Caitlyn Jenner.
I'm just telling you. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it matters who the sex is that's singing the screams or anything. I think it just has to be good or not good.
Why did you say that to begin with?
Well, because I don't think it matters what's between the legs. It really doesn't at the end of the day. It's just got to be good or not good. And I think that I don't think a female is going to make it any better necessarily or any worse. It's going to it's whatever Mike and Linkin Park decide the song is. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, then I'm sure we'll hear more if it's not good.
I feel like it's somehow sexist to say. Even though
in your mind it is, because you're sexist. So
I think Linkin Park with the female singer, as long as Mike Shinoda is still in it, I think it's going to be good. It's going to be great, I think.
I hope it is, because I'm one of the ones that really I look for female singers that just kill it at the end of the day, and I'm a sucker for it. I always give them a shot versus a male singer. I would say I give more female singers a shot because I want to see more female singers out there just killing it, whether it's screams or whether it's clean lyrics. Now, we know that because Chester was screams, we hope that this person, this individual female, if that's who it's leaked, is going to be screaming. So I hope it's someone like, you know, OTEP or or anyone like that, like that, yeah, that just has, maybe even Lizzie Hale, even though she doesn't have a scream, she has a very dark, deep voice, or maybe even Dorothy or something like that.
Scream, or was that just Chester doing the screaming?
It was Chester doing the screaming.
So then we need a screamer to still keep it Linkin Park, even right, if it's a girl, even if it's right, female, still needs to be a screaming female, just to get that Linkin Park vibe still with everything. Like,
right, because I don't think sound. I don't think Mike can do it. I don't know if that's for sure. I don't think Mike is the screamer. He's a clean vocalist, and he's the one that arranges a lot of stuff as well as the rest of Linkin Park. So again, look, that's nothing sexist. Sebastian sexist in his brain, but to me, I'm just saying it doesn't matter as if it's good. If it's good, it's good. Doesn't matter who it is. But if it's bad and it's a female, they're going to blame the female. So yeah, I'm just saying. Yep.
All right, let's get into our last song before we are joined by Drowning Pool. This song is by If Not For Me, and this song is called Tragedy, right here on the Loud Spot.
Grinding our bones to feed, adorned by paper statues telling us what we should be. Build us up, break us down, but you can't drown us out. Burn it all to the ground. Trenches, the hallowed ground we pace. You lay your broken crosses at the foot of all our graves.
Break us down, drag us down. Take whatever holds you down.
Let's burn it down the fucking ground. We are martyrs of misery. Pretending that's the bed. Living proof of a dying trend. Breaking through your door, crashing down to found you. Nothing is left but falls. You're right behind your walls so thick. You've heard nothing at all. Watch us burn on your TV screen. From the comfort of your room. There are cries for you and I die. The dismissed embers you've always done.
We're all martyrs of misery. We did it next to me.
We're joined by Ryan McCombs from the band Drowning Pool. He's out on tour currently right now with his band Drowning Pool. But a lot of people may not know you just got off the Soil tour, yeah, where you're a front man for that as well.
Yeah, so it was about this time last year that I got the bright idea. I got the offer to rejoin up with Drowning Pool, and And I thought, man, yeah, that's that. It'd be super intelligent to sing for both bands.
Right.
And
then, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm still working out the kinks on the do's and don'ts as far as scheduling right. goes, but it's coming along.
Hey, you can just say I got double the money. That's what I'm getting paid. Double the money.
God, I wish that was not. The case. I know.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys are currently out with Saliva right now on the Latour 24 or something like that, right?
Snafu Latour. Dude, that's all my fault too. I can't even blame anybody for it.
Somebody you made that name up, huh?
Yeah, somebody came to me and was like, what do you have any ideas for the name of the tour? And I was like, with everything, they had just recently lost Wayne. And and of course, we know the history of Drowning Pool. I mean,
right.
And both bands have been through so many situations that most bands wouldn't have survived. So I thought the situation normal, all fucked up,
snafu
would be very fitting for this combination of bands. And the first leg of it, we had Adelita's Way and Any Given Sin with us.
Right.
The second leg that we're on now, Any Given Sin is out with us. And then the third leg, which is coming up not too far away, I think it's next month, I think it starts up, is Above Snakes is with Saliva and ourselves. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are keeping busy. You just recently rejoined with Drowning Pool in 2023, is that correct?
Yeah, it was about a year ago, this time a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're like, okay, I'm going to do both projects continuously because – hey, why not? Yeah. And then
clearly I don't like sleeping in my own bed.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think you like sleep. I don't think you care about living in a nice house or anything. You just want to live out of a suitcase.
I enjoy paying the bills so my wife and my family enjoy the house, but she makes more money than I could ever think. So, I mean,
exactly.
She's a successful businesswoman herself, so she doesn't need me at all.
Yeah, she doesn't. Matter of fact, she's probably watching the kids going, hey, Dad's not coming home this time. We're going to send him out one more tour.
So you guys,
in 2023, you rejoined the band. Is there talks of new music coming out? Is there talks of releasing?
I flew into the States because I live in England. I've lived there for the last 6 years. And I flew into the States, got in here February 27th, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately started the Soil tour with Soil, Union Underground, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The day after that tour was over, I jumped on an airplane to head down south to Texas and met up with the Drowning Pool guys and Stevie, Mike, and CJ. And we immediately jumped right into the studio, and we've started pre-production and actually recording of some new tracks that we've been writing. Because since we got back together, it's just lit a fire. It's lit a fire underneath all of us. We're just enjoying it, and it's fun, man. I mean, this is the same group of guys that wrote the self-titled Drowning Pool album and Full Circle album, and we had a lot of success with a lot of the songs on those albums. So the industry is excited about it. We're excited about it, and we're seeing it with the show offers and the tour offers and stuff that have come about since we've gotten back together. And we're just enjoying it. We're just enjoying each other's company again, you know. Absence makes the heart grow fond.
That's exactly it. And we're seeing a lot of resurgence of the older bands coming back. We got, you know, punk bands like Mest coming back, you know. We have all the rock bands that actually been there. What a lot of people don't realize out there in music land is that these bands have been there. They might have focused their attention somewhere else, guys, but they have always been there, and they will continue to be there as long as you support them. So you guys got to go catch a show.
There you go. Yeah.
That's simple.
That's key, right there.
Once you guys stop supporting them on the road, then, you know, these albums cost money, and these engineers and producers cost a lot of money. So,
you know, I've in my career, and because of the people out there giving me the time of day, I've been able to do it for a long time. And that's one thing I've said at the end of every show that I've ever done from day one, which is the music starts with them. The music ends with them. They make it all happen. I mean, the people out there that give us the time of day, that to support the music, that buy the shirt, that buys the ticket, that we can't, no band ever. I don't care whether it was Led Zeppelin or whether it was the Beatles or whether it was fucking Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Drowning Pool, Saliva, none of us can do any of it. None of us could have ever done any of it without the people giving us the time of day. So you're spot on. Absolutely.
Right. So guys, check out Ryan and his little band, Drowning Pool. No one knows about these guys.
That little bodies band. Yeah, that little bodies band.
But check these guys out on tour with Saliva and also In a Given Sin and also Above Snakes. You guys are playing currently in the month of April, May, and I think there's some June dates.
We have so much stuff lined up for 2024 with all the Danny Wimmer Fest coming up with like Louder Than Life and Sonic Temple and Welcome to Rockville and Aftershock and it's a good year.
Do you guys still get excited playing the big festivals? You know, you doing the venue tours, but playing the big festivals where you get to see probably friends you haven't seen in a long time.
That's it right
and
there.
And the backstage banter sometimes that happens and the joking that goes on. Do you still get excited about those?
Look forward to them. Yeah, because I've never liked playing outside. I don't like playing outside. It's different. My throat is just a different animal outside than it is indoors. So I've never enjoyed the job aspect of it. I love the intimate settings. I love the big crowds. They've all got something. There's an aspect of each that is really cool. Whether it's you're in a small dank ass club and you got that personal face to face, you're sweating on each other type shit, or whether you're in a big setting like a big outdoor shed or amphitheater or a big arena, you know, it's they've all got an aspect to them that's really cool. So I do look forward to the fact that we get to connect with a lot of people and then we get to have fun with a lot of people, we just share that moment together. But that is the coolest thing. Especially this far into it, you know, we've been allowed to do this now for 20 plus years and we've got so many friends, not just in the bands, but the crew guys that we've worked beside over the years.
A lot of people don't realize that bands, once you find that crew member that does a good job, doesn't ask for too much money or millions of dollars to go out, you'll become a crew member for that band potentially life if you're a good person. If you're a shitty person, you're probably going to have a very short-lived
career. We'll send you home on a Greyhound real quick.
Exactly. Well, Greyhound's even nice. I would have sent them home on, you better use that finger.
Use
that hiking finger.
But it is. That's the cool thing about those big shows like that is, like backstage is just kind of like a big reunion. It's like a big family reunion. You're just catching up. How the kids doing and just catching up and all that goofy shit.
All right, we're going to start one controversy, Ryan.
Great.
Which has better outdoor music festivals? The UK. I want you to go home to a whole bunch of hate. That's what I want you to do. The UK or the US? Which one has better ones?
I wouldn't be going home to a bunch of hate.
Exactly. And there's two different vibes. We can all agree. There's two different vibes.
There absolutely
the UK,
is.
The UK fan base over there can come together and get a lot crazy versus the United States fan base that tends to be a little bit different. And well, they'll complain about the lineup first. That's the first thing they usually do.
In the UK looks at the lineup of the festivals over here and are like, why isn't that over here? I'll tell you what the biggest difference is between the UK crowd and a US crowd, or I should say UK. When I say UK, I really mean most of Europe as well.
Yeah.
And it's a way of life. Right. And it seems weird because I know there's a big fan base over here that's the same way, that is exactly the same way. But over there, your neighbor who works at the, you know, who is works for the government, or your neighbor over here is a school teacher, it doesn't matter what they do in their walk of life. The dumbest question you can ask somebody over there is, hey, you going to download this year? Because everybody's going to download.
You're like,
you
know, everyone is.
It's a way of life over there. So it's just a different.
I think you get it with your citizenship. It usually goes. it usually you're given the passport and then you're obviously it says, here's a free ticket to download. You have to pay for your spouse, though.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah. So, Ryan, we appreciate you stopping by the Loud Spot. Guys, again, check him, Drowning Pool, Saliva, Above Snakes, Any Given Sin, currently out on the road. Catch one of their shows before they're sold out. And then he's got to go back to the UK, and then we never see him again.
oh shit. No, thank you so much for keeping the people that make it all happen in touch with us by doing stuff like this and giving us the time of day, man. I appreciate it.
We look forward to the new music. And I forgot how I was going to end this, but we'll talk to some other time when that new music comes out.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic. Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin post has to pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.